Hey, boys and girls, this is your boy Donnell Rawlins, and first off, I want to personally thank you for helping the Donnell Rawlins Show grow. In a matter of 5 weeks, we've gained over 15,000 new subscribers. That's you. And the motherfucker that didn't do it, it's not you. I want to take this time to say thank you, but we want to keep going, keep pushing forward. So I encourage you to tell all your friends, all your fans, subscribe to the Donnell Rawlins Show on YouTube and all podcast platforms. All right, now. Time for the show. Hot. The Donnell Rawlins Show, live in your face. Fuck y'all bitch ass nigga, you'll never take my place, chicka.
Like we look like we're at a club.
Why? This is not how I go to club.
But look, you look so blingy. You look very handsome with the glasses, with the blingy strings. I love that sweatshirt.
Blingy type motherfucker.
Then I have on my little zebra print. We need the music.
Keep your eyes on me. Eyes on me. Apply that
pressure.
Get it. Don't be timid when you're in it. Play that
pressure.
Love up on it. Nipple on it. Leave it.
Pressure?
I don't want no drip, baby. Spray me like you mean it. So fine and spicy, baby. Jump up on this.
Pressure?
I guess that's what you like, baby. Come and get this.
Pressure?
Takes a lot to excite me, baby. Give it all you got. I'm a tough cookie, baby. Hit the right spot. Pause. Why you texting me? You know I won't reply.
Pressure?
Why you ain't fuck with me when I was this fly?
Pressure?
Then I'm on top and then I'm riding sky high.
Pressure?
Don't need nobody, but I'll take you down tonight.
Pressure?
And I'm okay with being nasty.
Pressure?
Too fucking hot for all these clothes anyway.
Pressure?
Well, that's the fuck what you're doing to me right now with this motherfucking zebra skin motherfucking, I don't know what it's called, but you are making me apply a lot of pressure. And I'm nervous about it.
I wasn't ready for that.
All right, buddy, you're ready for this. That's right, everybody. I've been down and out without my roadcaster for some time. But guess who's back? That's too loud. Guess who's back? It's Donnell Rawlins with the Donnell Rawlins Show. Hey, Nikki, how about hitting this?
No, thank you.
All right, I like a person says no. Keep your drugs or your inspiration to yourself. Somebody said, Donnell, God damn, I look, wait a minute.
I told you you look good.
Fine.
You look good. Fine.
Look, what about beard or no beard?
I like it like this, actually.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. What is this? Just a goatee?
That's what she said.
Yeah, I like it like this one.
That's what she said.
You have lots of she's then.
That's what she said. But at least I ain't in Atlanta and them niggas talking about that's what he said. I'm just saying. I know. What type of crew I get? He trying to save my life.
Is that his water right there? That oh no, he has it.
Oh God, hold on.
You see why I said no, thank
but
you?
Because
I've been
sure.
Over here coughing,
Nikki. I'm pretty sure that see people get upset about everything. You know, I know it's one community talking about it. Why it's always got to be? That's what she said. So for those yazzes out there, I know you said something. Like this, boy, I like that beef. That's what he said.
That's what they said.
That's what he said. That's what us said. Give me an example. Give me an example. I want to help. I want to test your skills. Give me an example. God damn, I got to
see. Oh, man, I ate that down super fast. That went down super fast.
That's what who said?
That's what they said.
That's what she said. Yo, I know this is
but
so
he
wrong.
Could say it, too.
Guess who said it?
Who?
You're not going to believe this. This is a very funny story. And I want to keep these glasses on as long as I... God
damn, I feel, I don't know, it's something about a nigga with shades. You just feel different. I wish you would smack me with shades on. I want to get locked and loaded, Nikki, because last episode you were disrespectful to me, and I gotta just.
Damn, son, no, where'd you find this?
What did I?
I just want to keep my, keep my artillery ready. My son Austin, who thinks he's a goddamn comedian, he is a comedian. He's funny as shit. But his mom told me, he told me Austin did a joke today. I was like, what was the joke? She said he hit me with it. That's what she said. I wonder when would a kid use that's what she said. He's like, yo. You got a nice lollipop, Austin. That's what she said.
But they wouldn't use it in those sexual things. I think they just use it whenever they can use it.
Because they know it's going to get a laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
The same thing with caca.
They'd be like, do you want to go outside and play? That's what she said.
Yo, that's like, Austin is like, he got funny things that he do. He's like, I took him last couple of years ago, went to Montreal Comedy Festival, right? And I brought him on stage. Now, he has a joke. Well, not even a joke. He just says the word caca. Did I talk about this before?
Not that I remember, but I know that he was up there talking about caca today.
What?
He was running around looking for poop.
What? Don't say my son was looking
for poop. No, they were on a scavenger hunt, and they were looking for poop. But your son is so smart. He said, hold on, I'm going to the bathroom. We stayed in there for about a minute. He said, found some.
Oh, that nigga funny. Oh, shit. What is that? Oh, I can't shoot my own son, but gotta find what was good for that one. Damn, Austin. Yo. Oh, no, I can't shoot my son. Hold on. He did a funny, hold on. No, goddamn, I'm abusing it's not, my son. Could you don't touch my shit?
I was helping.
That's what she said. Never stops. That's right. This is an episode of That's What She Said. We use those funny phrases to say what she said. And that's what she said.
That's what she said.
Hey, Nikki.
Yep.
This is a crazy question, right? And it might be because of the blouse you have on. And this show is a show where I can say what I want, whatever. And I don't have to be titled to sexist or anything like that. And I'm switching gears. I'm not even switching gears. I'm just starting the gear. This goddamn who's up is fire.
You're enjoying it a little too much.
There's no such thing, all right? All right. Keep your non-smoking ass to yourself. Nikki, putting you on the spot.
Yes. I'm getting secondhand, by the way, everybody.
That's right. This is Donna Rawlings. This is an exciting episode of The News You Didn't Know and the Questions You Always Want to Ask. Nikki, here's a question for you. Where is the weirdest place you ever smashed?
Weirdest. I would say... A national park.
News break. That's so simple. Can you get deeper than that?
Wait, but I mean, it's middle of the day, like in I forget what the name of. No, it's the what's the name of that park right there next to San Francisco as you're going across the Golden Gate Bridge.
Right.
No. No, not Big Sur. But it's a park, and so like it's right off the trail. So it's a place where everyone goes walking.
That don't sound like it's everywhere they just go walk. So you packed it off outside?
Yep, but there's a huge wide tree. You know how big the trees are.
Was he broke? Why you didn't get a hotel room?
Well, we were just in town for that day.
Oh, you was pressed for time. Yeah. You was pressed for time.
I was living in Sacramento too. So like we were down there for, you know, doing the hike and going around San Francisco and stuff.
I used to do that. I used to do that shit. But I used to try. I was probably the most romantic when I was broke. Because you got to think of creative shit to do.
I want to know the place you smashed, the weirdest place.
It was on this high school football field.
That's so basic.
It was late at night. It was at the 50-yard line, right? And then after we popped it off, I did a lap around the whole motherfucking trap. So that was it. That was some fire.
That's
shit.
That's when you had all the energy, right?
Yeah. Well, don't disrespect me. Yo, the way you looked at me.
But I can't imagine anyone wanting to go run a lap afterwards.
No, but you said that. That's not what the fuck I'm talking about. The way you said that, you said that's when you had all the energy. Like now, I would have a problem lapping the motherfucking football field.
Would you do it?
I don't have the time. I would do it, but I just don't have the time or the energy. I don't understand what motivate me. But I think I was the most romantic. My niggas are always romantic when they broke.
I agree. Most of my brokest... boyfriends have been most romantic.
I used to hit shit like this. I used to be like, yeah, I want to do something nice, something special, something sexy. Let's have a picnic, right? Under the stars. Mm-hmm. And I used to go to this place in D.C. This was my fucking broke date. Make some motherfucking sandwiches. Boom. Go get a nice blanket. Boom. Go to right over there by the National Airport, Reagan Airport. And I used to be like, yeah, let's go watch the planes land.
Oh, that's fun.
I used to tear the motherfuckers down. It was just, it was nice.
Yeah.
It was like, aw. But it was because I didn't have no money for the Momo.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Alexandria, it was so fucked up because they had a couple of motels down Route 1, right? They was all lined up, and they was like the $19, $25 joint, right? And it felt like the whole hood was up in the motherfuckers. Niggas was saying, oh, yo, nigga, yo. I remember one time, me and my one of my relatives, we was like, yeah, man, we going to see who, you know, doing it. We going to see who could last the longest. We were so petty, nigga. We had a double room.
Oh, God.
Nigga, bust that 30 down into half and shit, son. We had a double motherfucking room, right? And I don't know. He won the race, right? He was taunting me. He was over there talking about, yeah, you dead, nigga. And he was still, wah, 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 wah. I was like, man.
He's the kid that ran around the track.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, it's time for me to read a book or some shit like that. Is it, do you think motherfuckers give a fuck? When it comes to romance, do you think my people more into it when they can't afford like lavish things and expensive trips and all that shit?
I didn't think of that before, but now that you mention it, yeah, because for a man, I mean, I don't want to get into gender shit, but for men, I feel like you guys want to take care of the woman. And if you can't take care of him, do all these nice things that you want to do, then you're like, let me do the most that I can do now.
Yeah, you got to smash on your budget. What you can afford, you know what I'm saying? Because like, do you remember? I mean, I remember I had some good relationships. But I'm going to tell you, the first time, I know this is going to sound crazy. The first time I flew a queen.
I have no idea what that is.
Flew a bitch.
Oh.
See, I'm trying not to yell. I tried not to use the word. You didn't even. Oh my God. I'm saying bitch for the rest of my life. I try to communicate with you.
But I didn't know. I'm like, yo, is that in a sexual like, position? I was like, queen. I don't know what flew a queen.
I said flew a queen. She was like, who the fuck is a queen? No, I said flew a bitch. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was thinking it was a sex position. No. And I was like, oh, flew a queen. But you said flew a bitch. Oh, she got flewed out. Flown. Okay. Flewed. Yep.
The first time, boy, because I used to, before I could flew him, I used to drive him in. I used to bust them in. I used to bust bitches.
Trains and buses.
When I first moved to New York from D.C., because I hadn't established myself in New York, right? Like, all my situations, I got to make sure. Because I know some bitches listen to them. You think you're talking about me? Y'all.
Well, did you get droven out?
Did you get busted in? Yo, I ain't going to front. I was working. I was bobbing. I was balling on the budget. Yo, I was busting bitches, the queens. I was busting them. And they was happy. It was $19 on Peter Pan Trail. I wasn't flying them, I was busting them.
Peter Pan Trip.
Wasn't Peter Pan, it was $19. And it was a win-win because a lot of these queens were women that had never had a New York experience. So they going for the first time. You know what I'm saying? It's a win-win. It's nothing I could do wrong, mm-hmm. You know? And for the most part, the crazy thing was the queens that I was busting, they had jobs, had money, didn't need anything for me, but just the experience. And we should do simple shit just like going to a bodega. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, just walking around, right?
Just ordering shit. Like, just be like, because when you start, that's why it's so important to travel. When you start traveling, you start seeing different things. You have different experiences. You create different memories. And you got things that, you can talk to with someone that's untraveled. Uh-huh. Niggas that don't travel don't have a lot of shit to talk about. They do, but it's like.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, let's talk about Switzerland or whatever. Let's talk about, and it's so dope to go somewhere and to be able to just absorb all of these visuals and this is what we don't do anymore because of social media and everything, just to create a memory and to be able to share it without, like, here, just to tell a story. That's one thing that I, one thing I respect about the times that I have worked with Dave, and I haven't spoken about it in a while. That's what my niggas, you know, it's not, what do you say? It's not name dropping if you know him, you know? And anybody that's been around his team, whatever, it is of so much importance that we create memories that we can talk about and not just, look at this, Instagram, right? And he would lock phones up. He's like, just, let's just make a fucking memory. Something that you had to be there to enjoy.
I do have to say, though, most of my younger years and the music videos I was in at 19, 20, that was 99, 2000, all those great songs and stuff. I do wish I had social media stuff because I have no pictures. I do have the memories, but I don't have anyone around me that was there, you know?
But that's the whole thing about the goddamn memory. Like, I understand what you're saying, but we always want to validate a memory. We always want to validate a moment. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, like, social media is very manipulative. Manipulative. Yeah. You could do, like, it's so easy to create your narrative. You know what I mean? That's why Instagram is the happy place.
Mm-hmm.
It's the happy place. The only thing we ever show is the good shit. So it's easy for people to understand. It's easy for people to get to know you, follow you. But, you know, it's easy to create a false journey. You know, it's easy to just create happiness all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and half of the motherfuckers, it's so funny about that. Motherfuckers will spend all day trying to get the right picture.
You right. I'm not going
to
lie.
You know, like all day trying to get the right picture when you could go out and get a life.
Yeah. Niggas, I'm not going to lie. I've been there.
Niggas just need to get a motherfucking life. And it's an interesting thing to talk about, especially being an entertainer, because I know how to use it as a tool. I know how it is. Like, I want somebody to know about my show. I want to know people to know how my career is going, to follow my journey. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But a nigga could get so fucking caught up in the shit
Absolutely. That
you forget what fucking real life is.
I feel, yes, and.
And I know some people like this, nigga, if it wasn't for social media, we wouldn't be watching you now.
No, but I just mean yes, and. Some people, they live in those smaller towns that you've probably visited that I'm from. They get a lot of their entertainment from, you know, you doing your posts.
Right.
And, you know, when they're at those long jobs doing their 12-hour days, sometimes they have to live vicariously on your trips. So they want to see you in Paris.
I know, man, but you just said something to hit my heart, man.
Living vicariously?
No, you said them 12-hour shifts.
Yeah. It happens, you know?
I couldn't do it. I'm going to tell you.
I've done it. You've never done it?
I've done it. It was a long time ago. It was so funny because I was in Atlanta, right, a week ago. And if you see me on the streets, I just fuck with people. So I'm sitting in this hotel, and I went to the restaurant, right? And this girl was like, oh, my God, Donnell Rollins. I don't believe this, blah, 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 blah. And we was talking, and I mentioned something. Oh, this is what I'm sick of. These half-mask niggas. Them half-mask niggas.
Right here?
Yeah. You.
I hate them, too.
Yo, them half-mask.
Wear it or don't.
I'm like this. Nigga, put it up or throw it away.
Yeah,
nigga.
Stop.
Yo, them half-mask niggas. I'm like, what are you doing? Right? Them half-mask. So what I do, I go around and I see my. You can just act like you're an undercover COVID cop, right? You just go around and you see a nigga with their nose out. Just hit them with this. Over the nose. Just hit them with the quick joint. They free. Oh, shit. I should have it over the nose. Right. And you got to do it like this, like real asshole. Like nose.
And they just get scared. They're like, oh, I got caught.
Even you're going to wear it or not, right? And then I was talking to her. I was talking about her, like, up or down, right? We was talking. I said, yeah. I said, I'm gonna get you fucking fired. She was like, there they go right over there. It was human resources, right? It was three people from human resources, right? And I went over there, and it was three levels of human resources. It was the new chick that don't know how fucked up of a job this is about to be. It's the older chick, and it's the black chick. The black chick is make sure Black Lives Matter, right? If we're gonna fire people, let's make sure Black Lives Matter first. And I was talking to them. I was like, man, I think I want a job. They was like, you come work for me. For us, I said, I don't know if I could be a human resource nigga. They said, First off, you can't say that word. Right. The black child, I was like, I wanted to be like this. Can we say that word? She can't say it because she's human resource. So she looked at me like this. Her eyes looked like this. Like, nigga, you know we can't use that word. You know, but looking at me like, you know I.
Giving you a stare.
Like this, the straight like this. You know we can't use human resource. She had a human resource face like this.
Talking through the smile.
That's how you do it. That's funny, Donnell. But she slid into my DM. She said, thank you for talking to me. So I went on to ask, like, I was like, damn, what if I was like, yeah, you know what, I would apply for a job. She said, you can apply for a job with us. I was like, I don't know if you can meet my salary requirements. See, how much would you want, Donna? I think I quoted something like $2,000 an hour. You know, some shit, like, some crazy shit. She was like, I don't know if you can do it. I said, all right, what about breaks? She said, you get 2 15-minute breaks. That's when it got deep. I was like, bitch, you think I'm going to work for 12 hours for two 15-minute breaks? I want to break whenever the fuck I want to. If you hear this music, you know I'm excited about something. This is the Donnell Rawlins Show, and I have a question. How many of you wish that there was a better solution to paying off your debts? Well, my sponsor, PDS Debt, has customized zero-interest options for anyone suffering credit cards, personal loans, medical bills, collection, and any other type of debt. That's right. We're trying to get you out of that hole. We all know COVID-19 has had people stressed out, and certain types of debts can now be reduced and in some cases completely eliminated from your credit. You're going to ask me, Donnell, what does this mean? Well, I'll tell you. There are more options now than ever before to take control of your debt, and experts at PDS Debt can help. And PDS Debt is giving our listeners a free copy of their credit report just for completing 30 seconds on an online debt assessment at pdsdebt.com/Ashy. You'll get a breakdown of all the interest you should be paying every month. If you're making payments every month on your debt and your balance aren't going away, this is a program for you. PDS Debt rolls all your payments into one low monthly payment based on your budget and what you can afford. Everyone with over 5,000 debt qualifies, and there's no minimum credit score required. Bad and fair credit accepted. Save thousands in interest fees. Pay off your debt in a fraction of the time. PDS Debt is offering free credit reports to our listeners just for completing the quick, easy debt assessment at www.pdsdebt.com/Ashy. Take back your financial freedom today. That's when I realized that I couldn't work a regular job. And I want to take this opportunity to say to the people that are out there putting them hours in, I commend you. And I respect your time. Mm-hmm. I know when you niggas ready for the weekend, what it means now.
Niggas absolutely.
Working for the weekend?
Especially, I think, days like this, our mailmen, our trash guys, like out in they the rain. They fuck, though. They be making money, but like.
They be fucking.
Wait, what? Are you talking about the FedEx guy that got caught fucking in the back?
All them niggas that deliver packages.
No, they be delivering packages.
That's what she said. Yo. Them niggas, I'm telling you, them motherfuckers that got suits. Like UPS uniforms, man, they be tearing them chicks down, son.
I was wondering why mommy going around looking kind of handsome, my mailman.
Really? He probably trying to get you.
Oh, no. He's for the other team. But he'd be looking cute with his little shorts.
That's what he's in.
He has his little shorts on. He'd be strutting through Brentwood.
What if that's what he said, mail niggas?
Yes.
How do you throw the packages? I know that's so wrong.
He actually is really nice, and he delivers.
Do he fling them? Do he fling the packages? Do he talk to you like this? Do your mail, your gay male nigga be afraid? What you say? You got a big patch? You got a big package today, Donnell? You be like, come on, nigga, go ahead with that shit.
I'm apartment living, so he's actually really sweet. He delivers all the packages to people's doors, so maybe he does go meet some people.
Yo, them nigga, that nigga pay. He probably taking somebody. He probably sliding up in one of them motherfuckers. All of the pornos is like that. All of the pornos are niggas with 9 to 5s.
The pizza man.
Yeah, yo. Pornos don't have like the hedge fund. Like they don't have that motherfucker. The CFO of Tyson Pimenta and Johnson. They don't have
because those ones usually don't take charge in the bedroom. Those ones like to be taken charge of in the bedroom. Those CEO types.
Yeah, they don't want to do nothing. Yeah. Six figure niggas, they don't want to do nothing.
They don't. And they like it because they're controlling all day. It's a mental thing. They like being controlled in the bedroom, typically.
I don't want that level. Mm-hmm. I don't want that level. I want that motherfucker hungry level. Yo, I want that hungry level. Like, I think the best, and I don't know why I'm on smashing. I think my chakra is on fire.
It was that who up we up that you just finished off.
And then I spent some time in Yellow Springs, and it's all chakra life up there. Oh, yeah. I think I probably like the times like hooking up with someone, and the best thing was the inspiration and the motivation you gave him.
What would you be telling? That's the best smash. What are you talking quotes and stuff?
Just be like connected with somebody, like on the same vibration. You know what I'm saying? Where when they say something to you, you get excited, vice versa. Oh, like, okay. Just like, oh shit, just being around somebody that's doing good or doing well is some people's
foreplay,
the best form of inspiration and foreplay. Yeah. That's the shit. Agreed. Man, when you can build with a bitch, you smash a nigga.
Even better.
It's the best.
Absolutely.
I know it sounds crazy. When you can smash somebody, this is crazy shit I'm about to say, and you actually like them.
And you want to see them the next day?
Yeah, behind you, fucking you. I love them. Yeah, I love them.
You don't want to call an Uber?
You can love somebody and not like their ass, son. Is it possible to love somebody and can't stand them at the same time?
Oh, absolutely. What is there's that? Family members.
That's got to be. What type of definition? What type of relationship? Like, you love a motherfucker and can't stand them at the same time.
I said that's family. There's so many family members. Okay.
In a relationship, like, oh, I love you. What is it? I can't stand you, but I love you.
And then you have sex just because you need to get it off or because?
Yeah, you got to teach a bitch a lesson. Yo, motherfuckers. Especially when you get close to that breakup, nigga, you be trying to put it down the hardest you can. You be like, yeah, this bitch going to miss this.
Miss this. The women be doing the same thing, just so you know. He going to miss this one. I'm about to leave him after I walk out this door.
You can leave. You be like this. You be like, you can leave. Go ahead and leave. But I know one thing. You going to miss this dick. Yo, I can't forget. My dick is not the only dick, son. It's going to be some bigger, badder, stronger ones. All that type of shit. But then you got to break it down. Yeah, all right, whatever. Then you break it down like this. All right, I get it. Yeah. But
the problem is, and I think those relationships is, you just don't want them to go to anybody else. That's why you stay in it. You don't like them.
But then you
break but you love them.
You be like this, yeah, yeah, but how did I make you feel?
I wish someone would ask me that.
That's what I be saying when bitch date a nigga after me. This nigga 6'8". I be going on breaking down like, yeah, but did he motivate you?
Okay. That's what you just did to me right like, now.
That nigga was 6'8". I ain't motivated. I don't know what he did to me. He tossed me up, flipped me, spin it around. I'm like, yeah, yeah.
But he rotated. Me, yeah. I don't know about motivating.
That nigga had me spinning like a helicopter. I'm like, yeah, but did you ever watch an airplane land with this nigga? Fuck that big dick ass nigga. I'm talking about a picnic, nigga. Did a nigga ever pick, bitch? Did a nigga ever take you to the woods? Did you ever ground with him? Did you ever ground with him?
Barefoot.
Barefoot. You grounded?
I've grounded. I go camping, so of course I've grounded.
Okay. I don't mean it's so disrespectful. And I'm going to use, I get three bitches an episode, right? Right?
You've already maxed.
I did?
Oh, totally.
You went for one, too.
I did.
You went for one, so you just squat. You,
so I
when you did that, you take two of my bitches back. Now I got to start all over. But I want to tell y'all about this bitch right here. She a nature bitch. And I mean it in the most positive way. She a nature bitch. Like she grounded. Can I get my bitches back?
Come on. I just gave you a bucket of bitches.
All right, because I was talking to this. I called this bitch this morning, son. And that's just the only reason I called this bitch. Just because I love her. Right? It was it's a professional woman. Right? And she's in a very, very, very high profile position. Right? Very high profile position. She's ahead of a... God damn, I'm giving it away. Anyway, she's in a very powerful position. And today, I was just thinking, because I hung out with Ricky Hughes and I hung out with Angela Yee the other day. And whenever I'm around these two, I just feel so inspired. Yo, like boss when I ladies. See these, yeah, yeah but what boss?
Boss women? Ladies?
No, they're not boss ladies.
What are you gonna say?
They boss bitches.
I know you're gonna say.
Yo, yeah, like, boss ladies. I'm like, they boss bitches. They real boss bitches. Yes. I don't want to call them boss queens. They boss bitches. It's some strength with it. Like, I know people say, Donnell, this nigga went in my DM, Donnell. I don't think that you should. Could you lay off the word B or whatever? Because, you know, I wouldn't want my daughter to. I'm like, nigga, put your daughter in check, son.
Teach her what this word really means.
Yes, what it means. And I said, the way I use it is not justified. But when I think about it, I was like, God damn, them some boss bitches. And I say that because they make boss moves. They employ people. They got shows. Yep. They didn't put money in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? And I say it in a, like, in a, not in, in a bad way, but like in a, come on, give me some words. In a.
You say it in a positive way.
A positive way. Yeah. I don't mean it like.
Yeah, it's the derogatory
way say,
in a way.
I said fucked up. But I just called her and I just said, man. I just called you. She's an executive. I said, I just called you just to say that you came across my mind. And I'm so happy to know that I know some powerful boss bitches like yourself. You know what she said?
Thank you.
Thank you. She said, thank you. Oh, I love you, Donnell. You know what I mean? So I don't mean it in no bad way. I mean it in that type of way. But then you got the people, but I don't think you should ever use the word. Man, fuck you and the words I can use. You know my character. You know who I am. You know,
absolutely.
You don't know of me being disrespectful to a woman, but I will say some shit sometimes out of ignorance, but never with any malice or anything.
Absolutely. You're a good
you know
guy.
What people, you know what people don't, I'm starting to learn? Is that as you do this business or whatever in life, as you start growing and then you start outgrowing. Mm-hmm. And growing and outgrowing, it's a painful situation because shit start to shed. You know, like relationships that you have for a very, very long time, you start to see them starting to sour or at least not have the same understanding.
Yeah.
And the same understanding is your mind always have to be ready to grow. You always got to be ready to grow. And you always got to be, you got to grow with people.
And kind of how you said what like, the conversations change. So you're like, your whistle, that means you're bored. That kind of thing. Like, they'll talk about things. You're like, ugh.
I know. And it's like this. Yeah, I understand what you're talking about. But I probably could have this conversation, but it's going to be once a year.
Yeah.
Like, and it's going to be by accident. Yeah. I'm going to run into you at a family reunion. You'll be like, oh, here come this nigga with that.
Yeah, like, this is old shit. Like, are we still talking about these things?
But then when people get it wrong, it's like this. Oh, this is the hardest thing for people to do. Is accept change. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest shit because we always want to.
We want to hold on. We want to hold on. Yep.
Even like, and I caught it. I think we talked about it before. It's just like leveling up. Leveling up is very deep because when you level up, certain shit is not going to be the same.
And it's going to be harder at first sometimes.
Yeah.
You know.
You got to you, but eventually, you got to level up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in relationships. The person is usually, and when this situation has happened, somebody's starting to make some moves. The ones that are usually the angriest are the ones that just refuse to level up. And you invite them into your world. All right, yes, I want to continue these relationships. I want to continue this. But we got to level up, which means things that we used to do, we can't do no more. Mistakes that we used to do, we can't make those mistakes no more. We always going to make mistakes. Life is filled with mistakes.
We need new mistakes.
New mistake. I can't stand a nigga that have the same fucking mistake. And you start whistling. You're like, okay, so.
What didn't you learn the last time?
Yeah, so. When you motherfuckers start hitting this and so. Yeah. You know, you like make the same mistake. We all gonna make mistakes. The best thing in the world is when you can ride with somebody riding with you. You got a team of people riding with you. And everybody's on the same motherfucking page.
I want to jump in because you said I'm grounded. The last couple of weeks, it's been like, I feel ungrounded the last
what
couple weeks.
What animal are you wearing right now?
This is a zebra. But the last couple of weeks, it's been, I felt kind of off kilter. And I've talked to other people.
Where are you at your life with zebra? Because I think the reason why women go through different animals,
I was,
right? Leopards, white bitches with leopards, they fucking black dudes. When they start wearing leopard prints, I'm telling you, I don't. What are y'all white dudes out here? If you keep buying leopard pants, she about to fuck some black
dude. Us older black women, I notice as my closet start changing to more animal print, right. I'm like, I'm getting older. Because look at, and we got the red lip with the animal. That's just what we do.
The red lipstick is when y'all boy get popping. I'm saying, Mom, I know, Mom, you listen, Mom, I'm now. You think I ain't know where you was going to get it, Mom?
But the red lip and the animal?
The red lipstick is
Older black, a mature black woman.
My mom told me it was God.
I'm 42 years old, people. The animal print has hit me. But right. No, so I feel like everyone's off. We lost like a big, what is that? The ice shelf that's the size of New York fell off in Antarctica this weekend.
What ice shelf?
It's an ice shelf. They were expecting it, but it fell off way sooner than expected in Antarctica.
So it's ice, baby?
So basically... Basically, an ice shelf is a floating mass of ice.
I'm sorry.
It's a floating mass of ice that sits upon the actual land mass there in Antarctica.
So
the size of New York.
I don't believe the start of what happened.
But soon as it breaks off, now it's the land mass of Antarctica can start melting. It's going to start melting a lot faster. Right. Now we lose Florida. Now we talk about, you know, the... Inconvenient Truth, the film from years ago. Now we start flooding things.
So what is happening about you wearing zebra, though?
Oh, because I was feeling off. I brought gifts for everyone today.
Oh, you did so good at controlling me just now. You went up and you did something. This is a thing you're learning. You did your hands up. Wait a minute. Yo, I was like this, bitch. I mean, queen, lady. She was like, you said, Donnell. Oh, my God. Yo, this is what they mean when they say, she know how to handle you. You didn't, and you kept, wait a minute. I'm glad it's off. You looked at me like, are you going to out-talk me? I know you used to scare your shit out of your kids.
Did I give you that look? I have to replay this later so I can see myself.
No, the way you did it, you had control this. You control that shit. Go ahead.
I brought gifts for our whole team because I know that a lot of people have been feeling off.
Man, fuck all that, man. Why the fuck are we talking about our whole team? This is the first gift that was ever given and I got it fucking, and it's the whole team? Huh? That's what you're telling me?
We have a great team. We have a great group.
Damn,
and I want.
Son, where'd you find this?
Fuck, I can't get.
Are you trying to shoot me?
No, but go ahead. You made me mad, man. Because first off, you ain't keeping it real. Fuck, that ain't time. No time to laugh right now. Hold on. Where the bank with the bullets?
Is he doing this right now?
Oh, what? Yeah. Okay. Yo, that thing, nigga. Here. I need that fucking ratchet, nigga. Okay. No. 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 You told me the fingers. I learned, son. Let me get locked.
Damn, son.
Oh, no, I ain't went down. Okay. First of all, what would I say?
You gave me the finger.
What was I saying?
You were saying this is the first gift I've given.
Okay, we're going to cut this. And first of all, before we did the show, you said, Donnell, I have a gift for you.
I sure did.
That's what you said. You're going to like this, right? You said, I have a gift for you, Donnell. Nobody was involved with the first time I heard about this gift. This is all I'm saying. Nobody was. And you gave it to me. And I was like, what is this shit? And you said, it's my own candles, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm free to use it right now. I was like, bitch, I got candles too.
And I said, but mine are luxury candles.
And to which I said... My shit is luxury too, to which you said.
I used to work in the candle industry for all the top brands that everyone has. So I took all my favorite parts from all of those candles and made my own.
Okay, you made your own, but I know one of the number one Chandler bitches in the fucking candle business.
Okay, but mine is black owned from my manufacturer to myself.
Mine is black affiliated.
Yours is an ally.
No, don't do that to me.
Yours is an ally. Nope. Mine is real deal.
My candle bitch is a beast too, nigga. And she got a black boyfriend. Fuck is y'all talking about, nigga?
Yeah, nah, mine is a black woman and her daughters.
Okay, so what? Tomato to fucking tomato.
Would you
saying.
Like to see that?
All right, but
and yours is bigger and better than everybody's.
That's what she said.
That's what they said.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Okay. That's okay. I wasn't not good because I got, y'all know I got candles. But when you said, for me, first off, me being in the candle business, you know, you can't just show me a candle. I want to know your wicks.
Mm-hmm. 100% you know, cotton.
I'm like.
Coconut wax.
Burn it. You know what I'm saying?
70 plus hours.
We got motherfucking ambergris in our shit.
Okay.
You only know what ambergris is?
I don't.
Don't fuck with me.
What is it? Okay. What is it?
Ambergris is whale's nut.
Okay, and you're going to be sniffing that? That's safe to burn?
No, it's like, it's where, what's where, I, we talked about this before, it's whale ejaculation, and it goes into the sea, and it just builds, what is it for? It's just a smell, it's a fragrance, right?
Oh, it's for the fragrance, it's not for something that it does to you.
Unless you like to take it in the face. You look at me like, what I do my shit? I told you how you get it, bitch. Stop playing with me. You look at me in my face, and I'm looking you right in your eyes like, this is how I would get the ambergris. I'm making straight eye contact. I got these, listen, look, I put my finger up. Okay, wait. Wait, that bitch wants some ambergris. Okay, we can Google it. It's some whale shit. We argue about it, but we got it. And it's supposed to be like a...
But I gave you ambergris. Two of the scents, okay. And I also gave you some to travel with so you can use them in your hotel. I hear that people want to have sex when they smell them. They're bourbon-based. So I have bourbon leather and
wait
bourbon cashmere.
Wait a minute,
cashmere.
It's aphrodisiac.
Yes, bourbon leather. There's the front. It has my...
Okay, I see a little box. Yeah. We got boxes too, Rita. We got boxes. Yo, we got boxes. Rita, tell them about the new boxes we got. Stop playing. We got some on deck.
But look at that's because I'm from Kentucky, so I have my snake skin label.
I don't want to open it. This is so
well,
beautiful.
We have this. We have Samson already opened his leather.
Samson opened his leather. Oh, it's called leather?
We have bourbon leather and bourbon cashmere. I have my wooden tops.
Oh, I love, man, fuck this candle. I got candles.
You just threw my candle on the floor.
Man, I got a candle too, nigga. Put
Can
mine
you
up
smell
there.
It though?
Put mine up there. Thank you. Thank
Can you
thank
smell you. It though?
I'll go back to it. Ooh. Okay, I mean, queen. Yo, she was like, just let him open his nose. Oh, nigga. Yo.
Created myself the scent. Yep.
You know what this scent would be good with? One of my candles, nigga. Black ash, nigga. Put your shit on my black ash. We going to be promoting. Both of us got candles.
Yes, yes.
But damn, this dude. Yep, this dude. Yeah. Yo, I did my shoulders like this, nigga. I did my show. I'm telling you, you know when you're ready. Oh man, if I would have had this candle watching them airplanes drop, nigga.
But listen, I have two of those.
Damn,
for
bitch, how many candles
hotel.
You got?
No, I have the two small ones so you could travel with it. You can have it in your hotel, so you could be sexy and in your hotel.
I do like these. Oh man, I might just fuck around and just test the chip. Like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, it's like just look me in my eyes. Oh, that's you. Oh, I like this. Is nice. How can one get this?
They can go to my Instagram, Nikki Go Lightly, and
if
I have it in my link.
Her, y'all follow Nikki. Oh shit, what is this one? This is the same thing.
That's bourbon cashmere, so it's a little lighter.
Nikki, you got all shit like fuckable materials. Yes. You know,
I know. And it packages.
It looks good. No, you got all. Yo, it's like,
yeah. I'm working on the next
leather. It's like make you feel like nigga.
S&M
cashmere make you feel like all right, you know. Leather and cashmere, that was the name of it.
Mm-hmm. This is my like sensual section.
I know it's sensual cashmere. Is
well, this
word.
Is the best bits right here, like it's the collection.
Why are you pointing like I can't read?
Well, it's
how
really
you
small.
It?
Will you?
Why the fuck are you pointing? At? You got what's up with your finger, no, today, nigga? No. Yo, this
because it's so small, you have those glasses on. I didn't think you could see it.
What, you serious? Are you serious? Who have you been talking to? Yo, you don't listen to these comment niggas, man. What the fuck are you talking about?
I didn't think you could see his really small prints.
Okay, let me see. Central. Bourbon, cashmere. McElroy
Peaks.
I ain't gonna front, and I know like I am. You know I am in the candle shit.
Yeah,
that's why I was gonna be real critical, mm-hmm. And the reason why I was gonna be critical because I'm in that business, and I know a nigga trying to sell you a fucked up candle, than for a motherfucker trying to sell you a night scanner for different reasons. Everything about this is a good product. I cannot.
And it's like, because I work, like I said, I worked with a lot of those bigger ones. There's no black owned luxury cat.
Why you keep gotta say black owned?
No,
man?
But I'm just saying, okay, yours is luxury as well, but mine's coming pre-packaged. If you get it as a gift, it's like packaged as if you went to Joe Malone. And you know how it's going to look
Joe
every
Malone.
Time.
I got Joe Malone. Stephanie
told
me
that new scent, that new spray that you have, that's bomb.
I had no idea. I'm telling you, I ain't even know cologne nigga like that.
Yeah, the cologne is great, but
I just was randomly in the section. I was like, oh, I need to get a joint.
But you see how when you go there, you see how nice their stuff is.
Yes. Just take a finger. Take a finger back.
It's all right, show.
This finger goes both ways. All right, you ain't just be pointing a finger at me and not receiving a finger. I can finger back.
Okay.
Period, Pooh. I can finger back, and I will. Okay. I just happened randomly. I want to send him. I was like, yo, this smell good. I didn't know the name of this shit or nothing. And I got it because I got a little travel joint, right? It looked good. I was like, I'm so petty. I'd be like this. I want the most expensive. I don't give a fuck, you know? And I just grabbed that joint, and motherfuckers started responding. They was hitting me with, like, the same way that came. They was like, oh.
I smelled the one you bought. Yo, so good.
Somebody called it. They said, was it you, Stephanie? You called it? She's, yo, where your nose been, bitch? No, I'm joking. Where your nose been if you know all these sex? Wait a minute.
Who neck you
Wait
been
a
up in?
Bitch. Why you all nosed up now? Where did you get this nose from? How many colognes you smelled to know that that's the Joe Malone? No, she was so funny. She said, that smells like Joe Malone. I was like, I said, oh yeah, that is what it is. Joe Malone.
Mm-hmm.
So you make that reference and shit.
Yep.
It looks very, I see it in a department store boutique. All mm-hmm. It's quality. I want to buy some too.
Okay, that's even better.
I want to buy some. Wait a minute, what can I do? What kind of thing? I don't want to fuck nobody yet. What can I think? I want to buy some for a listener. So what can we? Hey, Stephanie, you got any ideas? And Stephanie, when I say Stephanie, I know some of y'all niggas talking about his baby mother in the studio. Nope. It's another Stephanie. Thank God. No, I'm joking. No. Hey, Steph. She was smudge, bitch. Like queen! And whatever. God damn it. Queen, very talented photographer. When you talk about putting a team together, your best thing you can do with a team is when you have people that want to work, have fun, and just do shit with passion, with the rewards of getting paid. In some cases, we do. But I'm happy you're here. Now, what was I setting up, Nikki?
You want to set up, I think you're going to ask Stephanie what she thinks we can have a caller or a viewer do to maybe win some candles.
Candles, huh?
Call or you think what can they do? Can they send in or?
Let's see. How would I do this?
Get 10 subscribers. 10 people will subscribe to the YouTube channel.
We can't monitor that shit.
Well, if you see they tag you, if they tag 10 people.
Oh, we do like this. Okay, we do like this. We when we go live, we'll find out, like, who has the, let me see. Like, we could do something like, what would you do with your cashmere candle?
Okay, that would be good.
You know, sort of a chance, because cashmere gets you in trouble. Cashmere would get you in trouble. I found this woman told me years ago, it's always nice for you to wear nice, soft material. What women like to rub on soft material, right? You see the texture. They like textures. And I didn't really understand that because a hoodie, nigga, you only got one type of texture. It's cotton. Niggas just cotton. Like cotton, nigga. I'm sick of your cotton picking fucking hoodies. And then I'm going to tell y'all, this is a true story. When you start fucking with like cashmere and different type of shit, I'm going to tell y'all, motherfuckers get open. They look at you different. And you know what happened to me? I'm going to tell you a story. I was in Philly, right? And my friend Holly, she works for VitaFlow. Been knowing her for years. She's just an amazing person. Her grandma loves me. Her grandma, white woman, white hair, looked like she probably played some type of card game with Paula Deen. She looks like she got a Paula Deen story. Like she would say, I remember when Paula Deen didn't say nigger out loud. Yeah. I know Paula Deen. Right? beautiful spirit trying to get me to come over for breakfast and everything. And this is when she connected with me. Because one time Holly FaceTimed me. She was like, my grandma wanted to say hi. And she was like all looking up. And then she said, hey. And I just started singing. I said, grandma's hands used to clap on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands used to issue us a warning. She say, Maddie, don't you hit that boy. He ain't dropped no apple core. That's some, I don't know the song. I don't know where
you were close.
Grandma's hands. Mm-hmm. And she fell in love with me for reasons that I thought was nice and respectful. And then Holly was like, my grandma want to come to the show, but I don't know. I was like, man, if you don't tell grandma to come on this motherfucking show, she talk about, but she a Christian. I was like, you know how many Christian bitches be coming to my show? Right? But I was like this. And she was just trying to block her grandma from probably some of the things I may say or may not say. I'm like, it don't matter. I'm pretty sure she's going to have a good time being out and everything. And she showed up, and I gave her a shout out. Mm-hmm. It was such a, it just really was icing on the cake for me for that weekend, right? Because just to be able to see different generations, and then like when you don't have those people in your life no more, you look at people like, nigga, stop the stupid shit. Stop the dumb shit. Stop being mad. Mm-hmm. Stop being mad. You still have this person in your life that can share stories, that love you. And that's why when I be hearing that dumb family shit, fuck that shit. It made me feel good. I'm looking at granddaughter in her face, and I'm seeing her face and grandma's face. I'm like, God damn. Right? And grandma, at the show, all her family came in my green room. It looked like it was about to be a Trump convention. And I'm not saying that they Trump supporter, they could be or could not, but they had the appearance of people that fuck with Trump. You know what they look like. They're white people, a lot of them. At the tune of 80 million, it was a close race, nigga. Y'all better get y'all shit together because Trump is fucking about to come through and steamroll through this shit. Wow! Yeah, nigga, about to. They laughing. He gonna be like this. Wow! Trump about to fuck this shit up. Niggas is out open. They openly support the nigga now. Goddamn right. Meow. They don't give a fuck if Trump hate niggas or not. Them niggas are tired of fucking $7 gas. Meow. They like, nigga. I saw niggas talking about, I fucks with that nigga Trump. They had a good run. I'm just going to do about it. It's not going to be do anything to do with your personal feelings or anything. Niggas is going to be thinking fiscally. That's all I'm saying. Can I do it one more time?
One more.
Wow. The nigga's coming. What led me to that?
So you said Holly and her grandma.
Oh, yeah.
All the people came out the back. Yeah, Trump's.
So they all came in here. And, man, I just looked this woman in her eyes, man. I just looked in her eyes, and I just saw so much goddamn love for just, you could just tell somebody just got love for everything, everybody. And I'm saying to myself, what could piss her off? I'm pretty sure something could piss her off, but I don't see how you could get there, right? So we having a conversation, we back in the green room, and she having a good time. And I'm looking at her, right? And I was like, look at what's going on. She had a little makeup on. She had a little...
Her little sweater.
Yo, I ain't lying. She had a little lipstick on, a little sweater. Hair was on. Bam! And this, when I knew she was enjoying the night and was happy to be out, she had her pearls on.
Oh, yes. Bring out those pearls, honey.
I was like, Daddy, go do it. She had the pearls. And I said something, I think it was her grandkids, somebody, she said they got them in a place where they got pearls. Like, I think she might exaggerate and say, the motherfucker dove for him.
I got one.
Yeah, that nigga coming in me dove for it. Like, dove, like, oh, nigga, I got another pearl. Come out, like, just spit pearls out. Yo, if you spit pearls out, you get some pussy. So, sorry, Grandma. Yeah. Sorry, Grandma. Block your Christian ears, Grandma.
But can't you know, men shoot pearls out?
Yo, in Atlanta, that's what he said. Yes, that's what he said in Atlanta. That's what he said. That's what he said. I got pearls. I got pearls too. So grandma, I'm talking to grandma, and we just hit it off. It was so sweet. And then I was mad though. She like 80 something, right? And she still married. Husband, I think, is older. Them niggas like mid 80s, and they left them.
The grandkids left their grandparents?
No. Probably with some people that they left, grandpa didn't get to go.
Oh.
Holly didn't want me to share that story, but I had to be honest. Yep. And then they was like, and then Holly was like, shit, grandma wanted them to go, right? This is what I heard too. And I know, I told her, I made a video, sent her, I said, I know he was probably fucked up. Because grandma was like, yep. He had his dungarees ready. And this one, I knew that nigga was about to hit the streets, she said. And he even put out his good shoes.
Oh.
Nigga. Yo, I'm just understand. I got mad shoes. All my shoes are good shoes. Right? But I'm like, I understand that life, nigga. When yo, certain niggas, when they put certain shit on, he like, oh, you going out. Mm-hmm. Your good shoes. Right? For whatever reason, he didn't make it. But grandma had a good time, man. I was so connected to this, right? So Holly's all excited. And Holly keep on, I love that girl. She keep on saying, Donnell, I don't want to impose. I'm like, bitch, you raped my nose.
I said, what?
Yo, listen, y'all, hold on. Oh, man, hold on. Yes, it wasn't that bad. And it's not funny, but it is a sad story. She's probably orifices in my body about 1,000 times. She stuck it to me 1,000 times because she works in the COVID testing situation. And I don't get to see her too much because she's toned down her nose rape. But that's one thing that she was going through, spiraling down. Cause she didn't, she used to sticking shit in nigga nose for a whole summer, and you don't have nobody to do this to, you go to yourself, you spend a lot of time to yourself, and you just think about things. So this was a great weekend for her, to be able to come out, not raping a nose, right? Rape free weekend, Holly. Thank you, good job. And so she keep on, like Donnell. It's okay. I'm like, you can do whatever. This is your family. Grandma had a dope time. And then we took a picture with the step and repeat. And she was so happy. She this is what she did. And I knew, I was like, what the fuck is going on, Grandma? She had a coat or a sweater or something on, right? I said, you want to take another picture? She threw her shit. She pulled this shit off and threw that shit like, hold this shit. Get the whole shit, the whole outfit, right? We take a picture, and the smile on her face, it was like, I was like, this is the end of my weekend. I used to be like, okay, how do you end the weekend? Oh, I wanted to be turned up. This was the dopest shit, right? Grandma, I'm saying, used to clap on Sunday morning. She trying to feed me scrapple on the low. Niggas didn't know what scrapple is. This like the worst shit you can eat with the best flavor in the world. Nigga, I quit being a Muslim for two things. Bacon and scrapple. So it's a shit like you gotta know. I don't even know, niggas. You can't even find scrapple in LA.
I don't even know what scrapple is.
It is all that shit. Everything. Scrapple is, it's like the same process as a hot dog. It's like a pate, if you wanna say. But it's like everything. It's everything. But they put some flavors and shit up. Fucking, you got the right crisp. That's what the streets telling me. Assalamu alaikum. That it's very bad for you. Anyway, So she's trying to invite me over. Blah, blah, blah. We talking. So I'm just having such a great conversation with her. We starting to laugh. Hoo-hoo. All my jokes is working. And then she, I'm telling y'all, I don't know what sweater I had on. She rubbed my sweater and started looking in my eyes like this.
Mm.
She said, ooh. She said, this is, I said, go ahead, stop playing. Go ahead, stop playing. I don't care what you heard Gina say. Gina be hating. Gina said I want some geriatric pussy, right? That's what she said.
I remember she said.
Yeah, that's what she said, sir. I love you, Sharon. I'm sorry. Miss Fletcher, I'm saying I love you. So grandma was rubbing on me, and I'm feeling all like, boom, right? And we just talking and laughing. And all Holly keep on saying, Grandma! I think grandma said it. That's what she said. And Holly was like, Grandma! I'm like, let grandma live. She having a good time. You don't see no my good shoes out here. Let her live. Grandpa at home chilling.
Let she her don't do get it. Out like that.
She don't get out. Let her go. Right? So I'm walking her. I'm walking, right? And we walk. And I'm telling you, man, it felt like a Hallmark moment. I'm not lying. We walking like I'm walking with her. I'm holding her. Shivery is not dead, nigga. I'm holding like this. I'm walking her. And I think Holly was videotaping. And I know Holly was back there like, you don't have to do it. I know Holly was like, you don't have to do all that. I was like, no, this makes me feel good too. So I'm walking into the car. We go to the garage. And she laughing. People like want to take pictures. She like, ooh, keep rubbing on my sweat. I was like, Holly like, Grandma! She keeps saying, Grandma! I'm like, Holly, when I see you twerking in the club,
you ain't grandma.
I don't say, Holly! When I see you saying, you ready? You ready? When you got your titties out, I don't be like, Holly! So stop with the grandma. So I'm walking her through the parking lot, right? Walking her through the parking lot. And I was getting money to tip the valet or whoever it was. And I always have like a lot of crazy loose money in my pocket. And you know, I'm walking grandma. We walking gently like this. Man, the money fell out of my pocket. It hit the ground. Grandma. Yo. Grandma. Nigga. That money hit that fucking floor. First grandma was walking like this. Right? One side. Listen, nigga. Help that's what me. She said. Grandma was walking like this.
Those right? that can't watch, the microphone
watch,
fell.
Watch this. Grandma was walking like this, and did that motherfucker money fell out, nigga? Grandma looked like a gymnast. She did like this. Oh, nah, we gotta get that. Yo, like straight up, like hold up. I was like, Grandma, have you been here before?
She's like.
I said, Grandma, have you been before? She have no ailments or nothing. Them singles hit that ground. She was like, oh, no. She packed them up. And then Holly was in the corner. Holly said, Grandma!
That's not money adrenaline.
Oh, my God. That was a great weekend.
That sounds hilarious.
It was a great weekend. And I'm saying this. You know this podcast. Thank you for your punk ass candles.
Luxury candles.
Cashmere and leather. I'm telling you, I'm gonna have a story behind this. Yo, I'm burning this shit for somebody. I'm keeping it 1,000. 1,000. Yo, if you see this wick lit. Somebody. Light up that lick. Get this dick. A joke could be too soon, but it never could be too soon for a funny observation. Let's go.
Hot.